Welcome to Destination East County with your hosts, Rebecca Williamson
and Jonathan Getz, bringing you the top festivals, events, and attractions across East County
each week. This week's Destination East County includes a New Year's Eve party, New Year's Day hikes in local state parks, a Joe Rathburn concert, and trivia nights at a winery.
Plus, we'll tell you about coming attractions, including a family fun fest, vintage train rides, a classic movie night, a writer's conference, and a stage production of What the Butler Saw.
So stay tuned for all of these events and many more.
Once again, Viejas Resort will host its signature New Year's Eve ball drop reminiscent of the one in New York's Times Square. You can rock the house with fellow revelers in the park at Viejas and under the stars while awaiting the ball drop.
California State Parks are joining the National First Day Hikes program for the fifth year, inviting visitors to enjoy guided hikes on New Year's Day. All 50 states participate, and over 90,000 hikers took to the trails in 2016. Here in San Diego's East County, you can start the new year off on the right foot with three hiking options on January 1st. Cuyamaca Rancho State Park will hold its guided hike at 10 a.m. on the Azalea Glen Trail. Meet at the Pasapacacho Day Use Area on State Route 79 for this 3.5-mile moderate hike. The other two ranger-led hikes locally are in the Anza-Borrego Desert State Park. Pets are not allowed on these trails. The first desert hike departs at 9 a.m. along the Bill Canyon Overlook Trail. Meet at the Yaqui Pass Primitive Camp on Highway S3, just south of Borrego Springs, for an easy 2-mile hike to an overlook with an awesome view. The other desert hike is along the Panoramic Overlook Trail. Meet at the Anza Borrego Desert State Park Visitor Center at 2 p.m. This is a moderate 2-mile hike, including steep slopes to an overlook with a commanding view of Borrego Valley. For all of these hikes, bring water, snacks, sturdy hiking shoes and boots, and sun protection.
Sunset Trivia will host trivia nights each Thursday in January from 6 to 8 p.m. at Wineworks in La Mesa. Their motto is Drink, Think, and Win, with wine-related prizes up for grabs. For details, visit lamesawineworks.com.
Joe Rathburn will perform positive music that speaks to the listeners' hearts and minds on January 3rd at 6:30 p.m. in the Rancho San Diego Library. His music has been likened to singer-songwriters of the 60s and 70s, including Paul Simon, James Taylor, and Cat Stevens. He's performed at venues ranging from nightclubs to festivals to coffee houses, headlined his own shows, as well as an opening for top talent including Chuck Berry, Ray Charles, The Guess Who, and Kiss.
Now for a preview of coming attractions.
You can bring the whole family to a family fun fest at Croc Center on January 7th from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Activities include arts, crafts, an inflatable fun park, sports challenges, giveaways, and more. Croc Center is located at 6845 University Avenue in San Diego, just one block west of La Mesa. For more information, you can visit sd.croccenter.org.
The Pacific Southwest Railway Museum in Campo reopens January 7th after its holiday season hiatus. In addition to viewing vintage railroad cars, you can ride the rails on a one-hour Golden State excursion departing at 11 a.m. or 2:30 p.m. each Saturday and Sunday in January. For details, visit the Pacific Southwest Railway Museum website at psrm.org.
An international music, dance, and art festival sponsored by the San Diego Chinese Art and Cultural Society will be presented on Saturday, January 7th at 7 p.m. on the Poway Performing Arts Center. The festival will not only promote the awareness of Chinese art and culture, but also embrace and promote other cultures. Scholarships will also be awarded to winners of the Youth Art Competition. For tickets and details, visit powaycenter.com.
You're invited to start the new year off on the right foot by joining the Grossmont Mount Helix Improvement Association's Walk Up Mount Helix on Saturday, January 7th at 10 a.m. Walkers will gather at the fire station on Vivera and stroll to the summit. At the amphitheater, enjoy live music by Jan McBride Jazz, tasty refreshments, and the beauty of this unique community. This event is open to everyone in the community to join old friends, meet new neighbors, and relish a beautiful morning in the park. Children and dogs are welcome to participate.
Tony Award-winning Broadway icon Ben Vereen brings his show Steppin' Out Live with Ben Vereen to the Poway Center for the Performing Arts on January 12th at 7:30 p.m. The program is a unique blend of artistry combining a tribute to Broadway, Frank Sinatra, and a very special tribute to Sammy Davis Jr. This show includes Vereen's three-piece ensemble and the Ben Vereen Youth Orchestra. For tickets and details, you can visit PowayCenter.com.
A showing of the classic film Casablanca will take place at the Alpine Library on Tuesday, January 17th at 12:30 p.m. and again at 5:30 p.m. You can watch the movie starring Ingrid Michaelson and Humphrey Bogart on the big screen, followed by a film discussion as part of the Alpha Film Classic series.
Lamplighters Theater in La Mesa will present What the Butler Saw, a classic British farce opening January 20th and running through February 19th. When a psychiatrist tries to seduce an aspiring secretary, his botched efforts lead to comic bedlam, including his insatiable wife, a randy bellhop, a befuddled police officer, and Sir Winston Churchill. For tickets and details, you can visit lamplighterslamesa.com.
Each year, over 300 aspiring writers from around the world attend the San Diego State University Writers Conference. This year, the conference will be held January 20th through the 22nd at the San Diego Marriott in Mission Valley. The conference was the first to pioneer one-on-one appointments for writers with editors, agents, and other top-tier publishing professionals who can provide direct feedback on your writing. This year's keynote speakers include R.L. Stine, one of the best-selling children's authors in history, J.A. Jantz, a top 10 New York Times best-selling author, Jonathan Mayberry, five-time winner of the Bram Stoker Award, and Sherilyn Kenyon, international and New York Times number one best-selling author of fantasy and horror. For information on fees and registration for the 33rd Annual SDSU Writers Conference, you can visit neverstoplearning.net/writers.
You can meet author Roger Conley at the Alpine Library on Saturday, January 21st at 10 a.m. He has written seven fact-based historical novels, including several that have won awards. The latest is Deep Water, set in the early days of the Cold War and the red-baiting hysteria of the McCarthyism era.
The largest outdoor ice skating rink in Southern California is open at Viejas from now until January 29th. Under the glow of holiday lights, guests and visitors can glide around the rink or enjoy seasonal goodies. Feel the cool Pacific Mountain air on your face while you bunny hop, camel spin, and swizzle your way around the ice rink right here in San Diego. For details, you can visit viejas.com.
That's all for this week.
If you have an event you'd like added to our calendar, or if you would like to sponsor the Destination East County column on our website, or the Destination East County show on KNSJ Radio, you can contact editor@eastcountymagazine.org. Destination East County is the most read feature on our website.
We'll be back next week with more festivals, events, attractions, and San Diego's East County.
See you around, East County.